What's up, Atlanta? It's a Tuesday with Turtle. Got you four? The full four, so you know what that means. 404-726-0929 is the way to get involved with the program. Also, hit me up at C. Thomas Radio. We have a wide-spanning show tonight. We're going to talk Hawks with our buddy Caleb Johnson. We're going to get into the latest college football rankings. Lane Kiffin driving everybody up the wall. We will get to everything. I may even sneak in a Braves topic real quick because there was an article I saw today on ESPN.com of the top 25 free agents.
I saw that.
Yes, and there is one name that sticks out for the Atlanta Braves.
A Georgia native.
A Georgia native.
A Georgia native, y'all.
And to Oren, punt it up, he has been quite a peach in the major leagues for the last couple of years. A very, very good player coming into his own later in his career. So we'll touch on that as well. But before we get into that, Falcons Nation, I am officially calling a town hall meeting tonight. And you're all invited at 404-726-0929. We are all gathered here tonight on 92.9 The Game to address our team, which fell to 4-8 after losing to the New York Jets. We are gathered here this evening to figure out the following. What is the state of this team, and what are we looking for the rest of the season? 404-726-0929. I ask only one thing of you tonight during our Falcons town hall. We'll be taking calls in every hour of the show. Just be honest. Be honest with me. How are you feeling right now? And here's a more specific question. So I want to know how you're feeling in general. But specifically, what I really want to know, in your heart of hearts, after watching this team through 12 games, suffer all the injuries, go through all the trials and tribulations, poor coaching decisions, you need to make a decision for me tonight. Are the Atlanta Falcons next season closer to one of the two things? I put a poll up on Sunday. It got a lot of traction. We were only able to scratch the surface on the Falcons flyover. It was a shorter show. So let's expand the conversation tonight. So during our town hall this evening, I just want to know your emotions, your honest emotion right now at 4-8. Because let's be honest, nobody thought we'd be here. Some of y'all I know thought a lot closer to what Vegas was saying, which was 7.5 wins. I know that, and that's fine. Nobody had 4-8 with Michael Penix out for the year. Kyle Pitts about to walk, and make no mistake, that is happening. They're not paying him top tight end money. Another year of Bijan Robinson with nothing to show for it. Drake hurt, another year of him, nothing to show for it. I don't think there's very many of us that thought we'd be here right now at 4-8. So what is this team? Do you still believe there's enough with this team that there could be a quick turnaround vis-a-vis the Chicago Bears next season? Or do you think this team, between revamping the roster and the coaching staff and perhaps the front office, is in for a longer stretch before this thing is fully humming? What do you think? 404-726-0929. There's an argument to be made that this thing, again, vis-a-vis the Bears, vis-a-vis the Lions, that a quick turnaround is absolutely possible. When you have the core pieces, Billy Bowman, Xavier Watts, Walker, Pierce, if Caden Ellis sticks around, if David Onyemata sticks around long-term, A.J. Terrell is here, you have Jesse Bates. Do you still believe in that nucleus? Do you believe in the nucleus of Drake London, Bijan Robinson? Do you believe in the nucleus a future that involves Michael Penix Jr.? Or do you think to yourselves during this town hall tonight, man, Turtle, I looked it in the mirror and I came to the following conclusion. I think this thing needs a long and difficult, because it will be difficult, as of the last eight seasons without the playoffs, we won't even call it a full rebuild. We'll call it a retooling. We'll call it a restructuring. But more likely than not, this thing is not going to be snap your fingers and turn it around like the Bears or the Lions or the Patriots. Listen, I'm not giving up hope. I think there is enough talent on this team. I think the coaching staff needs a total overhaul, but that's kind of just duh at this point. But the coaching staff needs a total overhaul. The roster, to me, needs more tweaking than complete and utter teardown. It needs more tweaking. I think you need to tweak the offensive line. I think you need to tweak the interior of the defensive line. Clearly, you need to tweak the linebacker depth. You need to add a lot more depth there. You got great starting pieces, but you fall off a cliff if either Caden Ellis or Divine Diablo can't go. So this team, to me, needs more tweaking. But what do you feel? Because I had callers. Oren, you ready for this? I had callers on Sunday night call me up and say the following. And it wasn't just one, and it wasn't because I was asking the question. We were doing a regular Falcons flyover, reacting to the game, venting our frustrations. And I had three or four different callers, two in particular that I remember, but it was more than that, suggest that the easiest path to getting the Falcons back on track is trading Drake London and Bijan Robinson, getting back the first-round picks that you don't have, and doing a reset. I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it. I had people tweeting me. I had people calling in saying, what are these people talking about? And I agree. That to me is a break glass in case of emergency option that is just not necessary. It's just not necessary. But I will say this. I certainly understand the frustration. I certainly understand the level of indignance towards this franchise right now. That there are some of y'all that say out there, listen, I don't care what it takes. We're not winning with these guys. And that was the argument that the callers were making to me. Listen, Turtle, we're not winning with these guys. So what does it matter? We haven't won squat with Bijan and Drake and Lindstrom and McGarry and Jake. So what? Get what you can for them. You don't have a first-round pick. Get a first-round pick. Get another first-round pick for next year and set yourself up like the Jets did, who just beat you without their two best players on defense. Quinnen Williams, all-pro D-tackle, gone. Sauce Gardner, all-pro corner, gone.
Garrett Wilson, wide receiver,
Garrett
hurt.
Wilson, out, injury. I mean, come on. And they beat you. And they put up 27 points on your vaunted Jeff Ulbrich defense. Listen, I know 10 of that was because of special teams. But still, you got to look at this team right now tonight during our town hall, which, again, we will be taking calls in every hour of the show tonight about the state of this team. What are your thoughts in general? And then where do you stand with the direction that this team needs to go? Is it just a few pieces away and a coaching staff change from that quick turnaround like the Bears, like the Lions, like the Patriots? Or do you believe that this thing has a long way to go? 404-726-0929. I see the line starting to light up already. So as soon as we get back, we'll take your calls. And then again, we are taking calls in every hour of the show. If you can't get through on the lines, hit me up on Twitter at C Thomas Radio, and you can interact with me there if you can't get through on the phones. When we get back, it's straight to your calls. Don't go anywhere. It's Chris Thomas tonight. Turtle with you for the full four till 10 o'clock on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the free Odyssey app.